When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, football fans? Colt Schroeder here, aka the Buffalo Nerd, back with another week, the week five DFS plays from the Buffalo Nerd. Last week, a pretty good week all around, I think, for the top plays. We had Josh Allen. He had a pretty good week, kind of mediocre for his standards, but it was enough in the quarterback realm, I believe. Running back Nick Chubb was all world, of course. Wide receiver Tyler Lockett did not have that great of a game. It looked like they went more DK Metcalf in that one. And then at the tight end position, the Hockenson just went off. So it was a good week last week, so we're back at it again this week. Going to go ahead and give you top quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end that I think you should have in your lineups, or try to navigate a way to get these folks in your lineups this week, because they should produce big weeks. Starting off the bat, this man has been on a terror, and he's going up against a football team that I just don't think is quite there. They're playing kind of like they're there, but not really. So I'm looking at Jalen Hurts going up against Arizona this week. Arizona got the win against Carolina last week. Carolina is just a team that is not in a good place. I think their head football coach has lost the locker room. Arizona might be pumped up a little bit, getting to play against the team, though. And Jalen Hurts, who is just a buzzsaw right now. Arizona defense is giving up 25.8 points a game, 6.1 yards a play. And if you get into the red zone, you're converting it almost 72% of the time. So Jalen Hurts, I mean, at this point, he's just playing so good. He's got 205 rushing yards, four touchdowns, 1,120 yards passing with four touchdowns. I see no reason that he does not destroy in Arizona this week. So I'm looking at 350 yards plus combined rushing and passing, and he's probably going to do somewhere upwards of three touchdowns this week. So Jalen Hurts should be your top guy. Now, at the running back position this week, this guy's been kind of quiet. He got back in the groove a little bit last week, and I think you're going to see this more and more with the injuries as they can continue there with the Los Angeles Chargers, that my running back this week is going Austin Eckler. I think he's got a really good matchup against a team that basically – he should have a pretty good game against. You know, I think he's coming off his highest best week. There's definitely an advantage for the offensive defensive lines here that bodes for the LA Chargers that I think he's going to do well with. But again, Keenan Allen is still banged up. He's not practicing. They just haven't really found their way. So I think that getting him in the passing game like they did last week is the way that you will see Eckler succeed again this week. So I think that he's probably going to get you about 57 rushing yards. He'll probably catch five balls again this week, 48 points or so. And I think you're going to see him in the end zone. I mean, Atlanta just rushed for 202 yards at 5.8 yards a carry last week. Javadian Clowney was out. And, you know, so there'll be some things to see if he's back. Myles Garrett probably be back. But it feels like a game that's set up for Austin Eckler to catch the ball. So wide receiver this week is going to be the first time I'm calling for a stack. And I think that you got to have AJ Brown in your lineup again, Arizona. I just don't believe it. And if anything, if for some reason, somehow this thing does develop into like a shootout, then I'm going to stick with Jalen Hurts. And I think that bodes very well for AJ Brown as well in this game. Again, this Arizona D is not that great. You've got a high scoring offense. He has a very good matchup at the cornerback position against him this week. I think he's got an exceptional value according to PFF. He's like got any defender that they could possibly put on him this week, he has an advantage over. And I know that you see them run some weeks and pass some weeks, but I feel like AJ Brown's going to see at least 10, 12 targets, results in 8 catches, 100 plus yards and a touchdown. I think that Jalen's big day is really going to result in AJ having a big day as well. Tight end, we're going to stay in the same game. We're going to go to the other side of the field, though. It's probably a dangerous play, but I believe there's upside here because you don't have a very good matchup between the wide receivers and the cornerback. So we're going to stay with Arizona and Philadelphia. I'm going to say Zach Ertz is a guy that you should have in your lineups this week. The opportunity is going to be there. He's had 6-plus catches the last 3 games. He's going up against his old team, you know, in Philadelphia, which you know they're going to try to do something to get him at least in the end zone at some point or another. He should shine at some point during this game. They're going to probably be playing from behind if all accounts are right, that the way that you see this flowing, unless Philly somehow just lays flat here. This should be a game that he's probably going to be playing catch up, and he's been their only consistent weapon that you could really, you know, 6-plus catches every week that's been consistent. The tight end position is so up and down. He's probably going to be like the 6th ranked tight end this week or so, 5th, 6th. I think that's good value there for a guy that's probably going to get in the end zone just despite playing against the old team. So that's going to do it for this week's DFS plays from the Buffalo Nerd for week 5. We got Jalen Hurts, Austin Eckler, AJ Brown, and Zach Ertz. Try to find a way to get those guys in your lineups. We've been having good success with these guys so far this season. So I think that they're the way to go. Make sure you guys are, you know, leaving your comments down there below and making sure you're subscribing. Let me know if you agree with me, disagree with me, guys that you like, players that you're looking at playing this week, and reasons that you're looking to play them. I just love getting the input from everybody out there. You know, give me a follow at Colt_Schroeder over at Twitter. And of course, everything Buffalo Nerd.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.